BBC Radio Derby's political reporter Wesley Mallin with that report. Now, Mark Carney, the new governor of the Bank of England, has said there'll be no rise in the interest rate until unemployment falls below 7%. It currently stands at a record low of 0.5%, and analysts say it's unlikely to rise for another 3 years. The idea is to boost confidence in the UK economy. It's good news for those of us with a mortgage, but what does it mean for savers? Earlier, I spoke to Matt Cassar, a financial advisor in Derby. I asked him how unusual it was for the governor of the Bank of England to come out and make this announcement.
It is really unusual, but I think it's a real positive. I think it lets the public know exactly where they stand. So, you know, preparations can be made in terms of either purchasing a house or setting maybe a fixed interest rate or something like that, yeah.
Saying that they're going to freeze it, or not freeze it, but it's going to be low for 3 years, does that give people who want to, first of all, buy a house a good direction as to where to go for their mortgages?
I think so, yeah. It's a real positive in terms of, yeah, knowing that interest rates are going to be where they're at for 3 years gives people stability and the confidence to know that they're going to be able to afford payments for certainly the short to medium term. So it can only be a good thing.
What about in the previous history? It's been quite a problem, I guess, for people to who are on tracker mortgages to be able to put that amount of money aside per month because they're not sure whether it's going to go up or down.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. It's always been that dilemma, really, as to do I go for a fixed rate mortgage or do I stay on a tracker, perhaps? Trackers are normally set a little bit lower than what fixed rates are traditionally. And those people perhaps can stay on the tracker with a little bit more confidence now rather than perhaps going for a fixed rate.
Would it be a good time for people to get remortgaged, perhaps, now they've had this statement?
I think having a look at interest rates and the options available to you are good at any time, but certainly now with the announcements that have just been made. But, you know, we always say your mortgage should be reviewed, you know, if not every year, certainly every other year at the absolute longest, just to make sure that you are getting the very best value for your money.
And are some people going to lose out?
The savers are the obvious people that are going to lose out, definitely. That's always been the case since interest rates have been set as low as they are. But I think the pros definitely outweigh the cons in terms of getting the stimulus back into the job sector, certainly in the building sector and construction. I think it's a real positive. You know, there aren't many building sites now that aren't operational. You know, if you turn the clock back 2-3 years, that was certainly the case. So I see it as a real positive.
And what about pensioners as well? Because they keep looking at the money that they've saved over the years, and then these rates just don't give them anything to sort of grow on top.
They don't. Obviously, there are alternative ways of investing, you know, stocks and shares and things like that. The other traditional ways of increasing portfolios, but certainly anybody that's keeping money or looking to keep money in a bank account, then no, they're not getting the best value that they can possibly achieve there. So they will have to look at alternative methods.
Matt Cassar, financial advisor in Derby, thanks very much for joining us.